Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Seriously. Yeah, you just want to be involved, you want to be engaged, you want to be informed. Head over to MyPillow.com. Don't make me come chase you. MyPillow.com, Mike Lindell. Beat his brains out to try to make it easy for guys like me to make a few bucks. You know, I mean, if I hate asking for money. I hate asking you to donate because, frankly and honestly, when it comes to donations, really, I don't feel like you get anything for your value. Now, I know I got some value, but you know what I'm saying to you, right? Got no real value. So you can go to Mike Lindell's, MyPillow.com. Use promo code Joe, save 30 to 70%. And I'm going to tell you something. You'll do well. 30 to 70% American-made products. Mike shares the wealth. Yeah, I do. I make a few bucks. I mean a few bucks. Not complaining off of that. But I'm happy to push it because, again, it's people in this country working. You're keeping the money here, the tax dollars here. The whole nine there are little tax dollars. That may not be a good thing anymore, but whatever. Sheets, pillowcases, blankets, all kinds of fun stuff. So you want to make sure, you truly want to make sure that you know where your money's going, who you're giving it to, for what. I mean, Starbucks put out, think about something, with the profit you helped Starbucks make, if you're a Trump fan. Remember what they did? They had mats made for their front door so you could wipe your feet on Trump's face. Wasn't that very nice of them? Don't you think? Great people. I can't stand it. Because it doesn't really matter because nobody really cares. You know, when it comes to stuff like that, they all pay attention. Not a big deal. Well, it is a big deal. Little wins for them, they're a big deal. It encourages them to keep coming back and doing more and more and more. And when you don't fight back, when you don't push back, when you don't make it cost them something, then they have no reason to stop. So, is conservative radio and TV, I won't say it's dead. I'm not even going to suggest that. But we all caught up, all of us, even me, got caught up in the hype that we needed to be online, we needed to be on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, NoTube, SoTube. And frankly, Tammy and I were chasing all kinds of stuff for a while. We were on every social platform. We were doing Facebook took 3 of our pages away. We went from over 200,000 views a week to you couldn't even find us, basically. And every time we start a new page and people would start to come and we started to get active, they would shut it down again. And after a while, people just get, you know, you guys, I don't blame you, get nuts. I'm not going to do this again. I'm not going to sign up again. I'm not going to go look up your page again. I get it. But that wasn't the only insult to injury. Then YouTube stepped up. And after, I don't know, was 3,000 some odd shows on there, we were making money on a monthly basis. All of a sudden, over a period of 10 days, I was told I had three violations. I was done. They pulled them down. First they demonetized them all. Then they pulled them down. And I lost the whole channel. Couldn't get any information back. Same thing with Vimeo. We were on Vimeo. We were paid customers on Vimeo. Okay? We lost 3 years worth of videos on their site. That was wrong. That was just wrong. But they have control. There's nothing you can do about it. That's why now we're on Spreely. Spreely TV. Check them out. Spreely.com. Yes, Spreely. I mean, it stands for speakeasy. But I don't have to worry about it. I know these people. I know what they're about. All right? You won't have to worry about it. So we're on with them. I've got my own other channel that we're on. We did things to kind of shore it up, make it easy. But other conservatives may not have the resources I had to do it, or the knowledge for that matter. But you guys can be supportive about it. I'm not even telling you to throw money at it. Listen, comment, let them know you're around. Really. After the break, I'm going to be joined by somebody who very much understands how the media works, where we're at, how to keep it growing, how to get strong. Stop listening to those stations that don't do anything for you. They're not true conservatives. They're not truly putting out a conservative message. I mean, I would tell you, look, you guys write me emails. Even my guests will say something to me during a break like, wow, that wasn't a conservative thought, Joe. No, because sometimes a conservative thought sometimes is way too extreme. We get on a roll and we think we're so self-righteous, so we've got all the answers. We don't always have the answers. And when you get full of yourself, then you really have some problems. Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. That's exactly how we win. When you're well-informed, we win. Yeah, and ain't that hard. Yeah, sometimes I got to take a break myself. Go out. Not right now, obviously. But at some point in time. Go out and check out these. We were just talking about them a few minutes ago. The detransitioners. Check out their stories. And if you don't need a Kleenex by the time you get to the third one, yeah, you're just cold. Show me to your host. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Funny, because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt, and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s, and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Would it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was going to
I look around the room, and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Send me an email if you want, joe@therealside.com. Joe@therealside.com. You know how I always say the same thing to you guys. I bring on the experts because I don't have a clue. I just happen to have a microphone. But I want you to get informed. I want you to engage. I want you to open your mouth and say something. Because too many of us aren't. We're not saying anything. You know, we grumble to each other, but we really don't do anything about it. You've seen what's happened out there in the world when it comes to what's going on at the school boards, school board meetings. You have parents finally stepping up. You have parents willing to take, you know, truly, in some cases, get arrested in protecting their children, which is, you should be willing to be arrested. You should be willing to do whatever it takes to protect your children. And too many of us have given, well, not us, definitely not me, have given up because we don't think we can win. Well, you can win. You can't if you give up. But you can win if you keep fighting. And sometimes it feels like you're not going to get anywhere. But you will. There's a lot more people out there that believe the same way you do and will step in and help out. I've asked Chris Elkamp to join me. She is the CEO of AMP News. And, man, there's so much going on. The recent rise of conservative radio, Patriot Media TV Network. Chris, thanks for being with me.
Thank you so much, Joe. I love what you're doing and keep fighting the fight, and you're absolutely correct. One voice is very loud, and they like to teach us that one man can do nothing, and that is not true.
No.
Every single person who says something does something, even if it's at a school board or if it's at your HOA meeting. Start somewhere. You know that you don't.
I don't know. I'm more afraid of an HOA meeting than a school board meeting, I'll tell you.
Seriously, I don't put my trash can at 6:30 at night. I'm going to go to that board meeting. Can we at least push it to 9:30? Let's make it reasonable. We know that everything is about control. We are here to do no harm. The majority of us don't want conflict. We're just not interested. We're lovers, not fighters. And that is why we're in the position we are. Is because we don't want to be in conflict. Is that we want to just live our lives, be happy, and enjoy our dinner with our family. We're really quite simple people with complex concepts. And so now we have to actually go against the grain, and we really do have to fight for the biggest thing that's out there. In my opinion, I agree with you, it's our children. I think if you find the common denominator that's going to change this entire direction, it's kids.
Yeah.
I have five myself. I'm about to be married. My fiance has six. We have 11 children together.
Oh, my God.
And every single one of them, guess what, isn't vaccinated for anything, eats healthy food. They do go to school, but we come home and we talk about what they've learned, and yeah, we either extract the BS that they've learned in order to show them how to think limitlessly, or we give them logic and reason in order to extract, is that honest and truth? Does that make any sense to you? So for a lot of us who can't necessarily do what we think is right, like homeschooling our kids, which we really want to be able to do, 11 kids, are you crazy? There's no way I'm ever going to get anything done if I had all 11 of them home. They need to go to school, go socialize, be with friends, learn how to, you know, have conflict and figure things out. The biggest thing is that's not going to change anything unless I teach them how to be independent, think limitlessly, think freely, and ask questions. I have a 13-year-old that's always in trouble. I'm very proud of her. She's always in trouble because she is just pushing the envelope on everything. I'm like, great. As long as you're doing no harm, have at it. Do you, kiddo? I was like, I don't want to teach you to be obedient. I want you to be intelligent.
Well, you know, I always taught my kid, look, when you hear something that's blatantly wrong, blatantly off, you can always challenge. And you never challenge by starting your conversation with, teacher, what are you, stupid? I mean, Let's teach them a way to crack and get in there and speak to it. And I can tell you, it saved my oldest daughter, when she was in science class. She would come to a biology class. She would come back and she said, Dad, I don't agree with, you know, the stuff that's in here, and we're having a test. What should I do? I said, I can protect you if you start every sentence off for your answer with, according to the book. All right? If you start it off with, according to the book, this is what happens. Then they can't mark you down. They can't do anything to you because you're answering the questions the way they want them answered, but you're not saying, I agree with this. And I can tell you, she did it, and the teacher was not very happy about it, but had to give her a passing grade because she had the right answers according to the teacher, not according to life.
That is excellent advice. I'm actually going to use that now so that we can have a couple less suspensions. So I'm excited about it. Because we went head-to-head with, you know, earth science. I'm like, oh, Christ. You know? Here we go. Because I just wondered, I'm like, you know, when it came to that, I was like, I don't know. But I sure know, you know, specific logical things, and this just doesn't add up. So ask questions, you know, even when it was during masks.
I think part of it, too, is see, you've got that fire in your belly. You're willing to fight for your kids. You're not afraid of those people. You know, we've been browbeat to believe that education is the ultimate. So when the counselor and the principal and the teacher is sitting there with your child going, look, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, you know, he's okay. He just needs a few of these kind of drugs, and we'll work with him a little more here. We'll put him an IEP over here, and he'll be just fine. And most of those parents who did barely made it out of high school sitting there going, well, you know, they're the educators. They must know. But we need to help educate the parents better on their rights. Don't you agree?
Agreed. And we have to learn, what's the idea of maybe not being bicameral? You know, I was raised to obedience is the very best way to show that you believe. That's cool, unless it's not. And what we're realizing is that you have the ability to think freely and for yourself, and the number one person that's going to protect that child is the parent. You're the one that loves that person more than anyone ever will. You probably love them as a parent more than they love themselves. And so when you hand your child off to a doctor, a politician, an education system, you're not loving them more than you love yourself. It's just not it. You have to be able to be willing to stand up and just say, listen, this isn't accurate. I have a 19-year-old daughter. I was 21 when I had her, but I was educated enough to understand that I wasn't going to put chemicals into her body. This is completely controversial, and that's completely fine, but it was my decision. That I wasn't going to do it in a healthy body that was, you know, made in God's image, that has an immune system, that is capable and able, and at, you know, 2 hours old, I'm going to start injecting her with Hep B and all kinds of things that made no sense. So I said no. Do you know they sat with me with the Department of Health in the state of Florida for 3 hours?
I got to have you pause because we're going for commercial break. We'll be back in a minute. But hold that thought. Write it down because we're going to finish up with it in the next segment. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update.
Former President Trump is once again blasting the judge in a state civil fraud trial.
And this rogue judge, a Trump hater, the only one that hates Trump more is his associate up there.
The Democratic New York Attorney General is accusing Trump and his family of inflating his net worth to get better deals from lenders and insurers. Millions of Americans are once again obligated to make student loan payments. This requirement was reinstated on Sunday. In June, the Supreme Court thwarted a policy aiming to forgive $20,000 in student debt for numerous borrowers. Expect an alert on your cell phone this Wednesday around 2:20 p.m. Eastern. That's when a nationwide test will activate everyone's phone. FEMA, in coordination with the FCC, is conducting this test to ensure these systems remain effective for warning the public about a national emergency. Dave Collins, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Thoughts of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
We are back. Don't get your eyes, always a pleasure to have you, happy. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Head up to joemessina.com. Joemessina.com, you can watch live, you can listen live, you can respond to some people that are up there in the chat room. Always a pleasure to have you with me. But I'm joined now by Chris Edelkamp, and she is the CEO of AMP News. And you know what? Tell us a little bit more about AMP News before we get back into the topic.
Well, big thing is that AMP News just merged with a phenomenal media conglomerate called Conservative Broadcast Media and Journalism. I know it's a mouthful. It does have an acronym. It's CBMJ, and it is owned and ran by Floyd Brown, who is the owner and outspoken owner of Western Journal. So what we have to do in this arena is we have to work together. So it is a crowded space now in the Patriot News world, and that is amazing. We have to be crowded. We have to be loud. We have to be overtake that 1% that thinks that they control all of us. And so by working together, we now are the very first freedom news network that is on the stock market. So when you go out there and say, how can I help, and, you know, you're helping sponsors, by all means do that. Click on anything Joe Messina has and support broadcasting without him having to do a telethon once a year like PBS. No, you could, Joe, but that's not nearly as much fun versus, you know, endorsing great products that is standing behind Patriot companies, because that's the backbone of our country. And it's not Fortune 500s. It's small businesses. And so we have to support them. But what's another way we can do it is, if we're already in the stock market and we're already utilizing that form for our investing, go to the CBMJ ticker and purchase. Right now it's trading at 20 cents. What if it hockey sticks? What if people think, hey, guess what? You know what? I want to support media. We are building this so that it's not just one voice, it's 20 voices, it's 200 voices. It's taking your radio show and putting it into a one-stop shop where everybody can get anywhere they want, and they can talk and listen to the most left side of somebody to the most right side, as long as they're giving truth and giving honesty. For me, it doesn't even matter if somebody's a liberal or a Democrat or if they're Republican or if they're conservative. Most of the time, the conservatives and the Republicans are honestly correct, let's be straight. But every once in a while, though, you get one that you're like, wow, you're actually an expert in that field. Let's not talk about your politics, but let's talk about your expertise in understanding, you know, big pharma or education or politics, you know.
Well, the one thing I'm proud of is I have people on the show that I disagree with. And the only reason I have those particular people on is because we can sanely discuss. We can, you know, civilly discuss the issue and still go have lunch afterward or something, which is not happening as much. They even conservative. I've got people that are getting really upset with me because I won't turn my back on Trump right now. And they keep reminding me what he did to us the first time. And I say, okay, give me the other alternative. Give me somebody that'll fight like that. Give me somebody. And they've got nothing.
Right.
So we shouldn't be arguing with each other like that. We're supposed to be on the same team. We can disagree, but not get down and dirty like that. Just doesn't help anybody, right?
Well, and what did they learn from the Trump administration? First of all, they learned that we can be wealthy. Great. You know, yeah. We know that the country can be wealthy, and we don't have to always be struggling paycheck to paycheck. Nobody wants to do that. What we also learned in that is Big Pharma does not have a clue what it's doing for wellness. It has everything it's doing to keep you as a client so that you are using your insurance. I was in medical for 20 years, and I never took insurance because that was not my field. I was in holistic world in order to get the body well, and I had people who I could fix and put back together, and they were upset they couldn't use their insurance that year. They hadn't used it. I was like, so you're mad you weren't medically ill enough to have to go to the hospital and use your deductible. That's a psychology that they've been trying to do.
When you doctors are, or when you know, when doctors are using insurance, they don't practice medicine; they practice insurance. They've got guidelines they have to follow. They have, you know, I've got a great relationship with my doctor, and he knows that I won't take the medication he gives me, and he gives me some natural things that I could go down the road. I could go down. My wife's into holistic healing, so I'm surrounded by good people. But he's the one that told me. He said, "Look, I can't prescribe or go down the road I want to go down because if I use your insurance, I don't get paid unless I do these three steps first."
Precisely. That's why I didn't take insurance. With what I did, I actually got rid of pain. I was in pain management through food. Weird, you know. A doctor or a therapist or a physician or just in general, anybody in your healthcare world asking you what you ate. What a concept. It's like trying to figure out if you put the wrong gas in your car or the wrong oil. Maybe it's not why it's working first. Let's start with the basics. Nobody does that. And you're not going to get paid by the insurance company to do that, to ask the basic question, do you eat broccoli or do you eat P.F. Chang's? Okay, maybe we can start there. That's simple. And what are you paying, $100 to me one time for me to help you correct that, and then you're done. Come back to me in 3 months. Let's see how you're doing. That's way cheaper than insurance. Now, if you're in catastrophic, and I can't yet get a bullet hole out of your body, but definitely leave before you get MRSA, right? So there's a balance to health and wellness, and we just are not teaching that. So either way, the goal that AMP has is we're in medical. We're in politics. We're in education. We're journalists. We're out there and doing everything we can to put experts in the seats so that you can look at something really pretty. We create a hybrid. I said to you before, my goal is to teach my mom to watch something different. She is just programmed to come home, sit down, 6 o'clock, turn on her show, eat her food, and she watches the same two boxes arguing back and forth.
Yeah, Chris, so but that's her. That is her generation too. I mean, I remember TV dinners with my parents at times, way back in the late '60s, early '70s. Right? They sat there. Well, they would turn on Walter Cronkite because that's the news you had to get every night, and then after him was the local news, and then that was it. You know. They don't know any better.
And how do you change that? That's the problem. There it is. How do you change the habitual actions of the human? How do you do it? You have to change their day-to-day. That's what COVID did for us.
Yeah.
COVID made them look up because you changed their day-to-day. What do you mean I can't walk right and left down the same aisle? What do you mean that I have to cover my face certain times, but if I'm talking to you, I can take it off, but if I'm eating, I have to, like, put a fry in my mouth, chew, and put it back on. You have to change their habits.
Yep.
They did not perceive that and realize, like, wait, we have people in habitual days. So we change their day-to-day. They're going to start paying attention to this really sucks, you know? The 2 weeks of Netflix and chill was kind of cool. And then after that, they're like, no. Like, I just like my habits. I want to go back to work. I want to actually, like, go to the grocery store. I want to do my lawn maintenance. Because we are ingrained primitively as animals. We are a herd society. We do want to be around people. So we can get mad at COVID all day, but did it change the way you saw the world?
No. And I mean, yes, but people, you just went down this road of where we're used to doing this, and this is how we did things, and this is what we did every day. I saw a lot of people, once you change their world, they were spinning around like, okay, what do I do now? Where do I go? How do I make this happen? Remember those little wind-up robots that you used to get for your kids that would bounce into the wall, then it would turn around and start going the other way, and it hit another wall, and it would go. It's kind of how people were for a while, weren't they?
Absolutely. Because you can't change their day-to-day until you change their day-to-day. If you've been a slave forever, you don't know you're a slave.
True.
I work 5 days a week. I work 40 hours a week. I get 2 hours. I get 2 days off. I get 1 day to just sleep it off because I'm exhausted. You know, the Sundays I go to church because I'm habitually going to do that. And so I get an afternoon. Yay! And if I take a vacation, I feel guilty because when I come back to work, I've got a pile of paper and now I'm stressed out because I went on vacation. That's not life. That's not living. That's not what God intended for us.
Nope.
We don't have to earn the right to live. What nonsense is that? Why are we trained that way?
But don't you feel to a degree, though, it's gotten to the point now where people want to be taken care of. Not like they're fighting for it, but we spent all those years with extended unemployment, money from the government. You got two checks a year for $1,200 just because. All these things that went on. And now, all of a sudden, everybody's in a world of hurt. They got credit card debt that's like crazy. Consumer confidence is down. Mortgages are at 7%. I see something bad coming up, and we could talk about that on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. And I sound like the devil of doom there for a second.
Well, you know, I think it's your reality. I moved out of Tampa, Florida, which is like where everybody was going. I moved to Arizona.
Really?
And yes. You know what's cool out here?
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head over to JoeMessina.com, JoeMessina.com, where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can join the chat room up there. There's so much you can do. And you know what? Seriously, sign up for the newsletter. You don't like it, you just stop. It's really that simple. And it's a way that we get to help, you know, each other out, because I have sponsors that look at the numbers that we have. You don't have to buy garbage stuff. You don't have to do any of that. I'll try to, and matter of fact, if you guys have noticed, sometimes I'll have sponsors on for a couple of weeks, and then I get rid of them because they're not the people I thought they were. The product isn't what I thought it was, or even after trying it, it didn't do what it was supposed to do. So I don't just take the money. You have to make sure it's the right stuff. So if you see people advertising on my, in the email blast, on the website, or what have you, those are people I trust. Those are people that I've worked with, and I know that they're good. Chris Edelkamp joins me. She's the CEO of AMP News, and appreciate her time with me tonight. And, Chris, thanks for being with me.
Thanks, Joe. Appreciate this.
Somebody's already asked me what your stock ticker is.
Ooh, good. Ready? CBMJ. So Conservative Broadcast Media Journalism. That's the acronym for it. And right now I think it's trading between 17 and 20 cents. So it's a great time to get a hold of it and be able to be a part of the New Patriot Media and be in the stock market. And let's overshadow this fake news nonsense and be the number one voice and the number one reason why we bring everybody together and being able to have just, how about the V?
Let's bury CNN. How's that? I mean, I like that idea.
I love fake news to just have the colorful lines that we used to see on Channel 3 when you used to have a television that you had to move with your own dials. Let's do that.
Did you have the tin foil on the antennas too?
Absolutely, and I had to stand next to it with my finger while my dad watched TV. That was apparently the one that kept it on. So
there you go. Oh God. Seriously, you know, we talk about some of the things that you see coming up today, and people are really wigging out about this stuff. They're really getting crazy about it. We were talking earlier, and I said to you, the mortgage rates here in California, for instance, right? Mortgage rates were 7.25%. I don't know if you know, in the area I live in, which is not Beverly Hills, but the average house here is $600,000 or $700,000. Doesn't really have a backyard. We're paying anywhere from 20% to 30% more in the supermarkets. Gas is almost at $7 a gallon. I do not know how these young couples are ever going to pull something together or make something happen. And I'm seeing the anxiety with these. I call them kids because I'm a lot older. But anxiety with these kids when they try to figure out how they're going to start their lives. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the reasons why there are certain countries, there are certain cities in the United States that are being inundated with people. I lived in Tampa, Florida for a long period of time. We had 1,000 people a day moving into Tampa. And it's because there are certain cities and certain states that aren't, adhering to those new guidelines of inflation and basically just insurrection when it comes to trying to just survive. I just recently moved out of Tampa just because it got so busy everywhere. I couldn't turn right ever. Anyway, it took 15 minutes to walk. I could walk faster to get somewhere just because people are leaving because they want to be able to be in a space where they can have a one or two bedroom house and not a studio, that they can buy the good, clean food that they need. I mean, we were just doing our finances, and with all the kids in our house, we spend $750 a week on groceries.
Oh.
Yeah. Because I'm not willing to pay for it in the medical world. I'm not going to have you be sick because you're eating Cheetos and powdered dried cheese yellow stuff that's not real food. What is it that's staying cheaper is the stuff that's keeping us sick. And what is that that's making it expensive is the things that keep us together, like a home, like being able to travel, being with each other. Being able to work from home is really where a lot of people are. But is it separating us from our society? I personally like it, but I'm not separated from society. I've got a million people in the house, so, it's almost, I feel like it would be nice to go work in an office. It sounds like fun.
Yeah, listen, like you, I work out of the house too, but I have things I have to do for my school board position, and it gets me out of the house. It gets me at lunch meetings and other meetings where I have to meet with parents and others. Somebody just sent me a note and said, have you seen His Mind and Ours with Lucille Ball and Henry Fonda?
I have, and I've heard of Cheaper by the Dozen, by the way.
Oh, yeah, that was a favorite for my kids, too.
Uh-huh. Yeah, Cheaper by the Dozen is the one that's more into it. The good news is that we have 4 kids that are adults, so it's not so bad. But we do have 3 teenagers, and that kind of balances it out. And they're all really good people, which is great. And they're all, they all have their own mind and they're all really healthy. So sometimes you just wonder, maybe I should give you a Cheeto. Maybe you'll slow down and maybe hang out for a little bit.
Well, I don't know, Cheaper by the Dozen. I like the original ones. Okay. With Myrna Loy in there. Right. And so that was the one that I watched with my kids. So we watched a lot of those old kind of movies, but in that particular movie, I know they had remakes since, but there's actually a scene with Planned Parenthood in there with somebody who's supposed to be Margaret Sanger. And it is hilarious. Oh, so I don't want to waste your time telling you about it, but it is now, when you get older and you realize the pun that's going on there, it's hilarious because here's all these kids coming down, and she's wondering if he's running a boarding house, and when she realizes they're all his kids, she's like, somebody has pulled my leg, and she walks out in a huff, that kind of thing. But it's great. It shows you the mindset even of the day as to what was going on back then. But anyhow, I enjoy stuff like that. Easy stuff.
Simple. Yeah, we like to be against the grain in general. I mean, of course I would pick a man that has six kids and I have five. Why not? That sounds great. And he's the love of my life, he's my best friend, and we can go sit in the car for 10 hours. That's when you know you can marry somebody. And you don't want to stab him in the face after 4 minutes of being in a vehicle together and you're actually having a great time and you're having fun. I am 100% against the normality that women have to be oppressed and men have to be angry. I love my fiance who will be my husband. I love all these kids. I think it's great to be a big household. And I dote on him as a woman. I am not a feminist. I believe women have the space to really make a man shine, and a man has the ability to make a woman feel wonderful. And we can change a lot of our own society just by changing that structure. They changed people by taking the mom out of the home. I'm saying it in the 1850s and 1960s. They changed it by forcing us to need two incomes to run a household.
Yeah.
That's easy. You separate the families. You separate people. You create dissension. You make people have to be single parents because they're stressed out and they're desperate. If you stop having stress and desperation, you're going to have a lot happier people, and you're not going to need big government. They don't want us to be happy. They don't want us to be healthy, financially stable, comfortable.
Right. They don't want you to be able to find normal, if you would. And to your point, I mean, we had four kids. My wife didn't have to work. She worked with the kids at home. No, we did not homeschool at first, but she worked with the kids at home, oversaw what they were learning in school and what have you. I made sure I was home every night for dinner. And then after the kids went to bed when they were younger, I took off, went back to work, if that's what I needed to do. So to your point, no, they're trying to destroy all of that. You know, some of the best parts for me in the early days was we went through a lot of stuff together. You know, having the money for rent, not having the money for rent, not buying as much food as we wanted to. You know what I'm saying? Things like that where you, to your point, where you push through together and you're not mad at each other. You know, my deal with my wife is every time I get a little irritated or what have you, from a biblical standpoint, I look and say, look, she's a gift from God. Why would I abuse a gift that God gave me? That'd be kind of stupid. You know?
Completely right. You know, I'm a female. I actually have, like, this great thing called estrogen. Sucks a truck. Man, you really get grumpy. And you actually know you're crazy. Like, you can feel it happening, especially when you're a logical, reasonable human being 90% of the time. We have our moments, and I do my best to just kind of give that eye, be like, hey, today's crazy day. So we're just going to have a really good day by letting you know that ahead of time.
Yep.
I am finally aware of my inabilities and my capabilities. And my fiancé is my rock. He stands next to me. He'll anything I need. And you know what? That gives me power and strength to move forward and to edify him as well. And by doing that, you change society one by one.
Yep.
People see us in public, and we never argue in public. If anything, I'm fixing his hair and judging him and making him all pretty because he's pretty. And I enjoy him. I don't think I ever thought that that was possible. I did not know a woman could enjoy a man. But guess what? It can happen. Because you're
they taught you it was impossible.
Correct.
They taught you that you're your own person. You don't, you know, and all of a sudden you're worried about losing your identity. Well, my identity is, frankly, for me anyway, is me and my wife. That's my identity.
Well, it's how we were created.
Yep.
You know, we were designed to be in pairs. Swans are in pairs. Nobody has a problem with that. That's completely okay. You know, we have to be in pairs. We're better that way.
Okay. Interrupt you and say we're done in about 30 seconds. Tell people how they can get more information about you and the organization.
Well, check out ampnews.us. So it's like Amplify, ampnews.us. Check out the CBMJ ticker on the stock market and get in there and help us out and really build a new Patriot News, really build Patriot TV. Give us the ability to bring on somebody like Joe Messina and put him on our network as well so that we can actually get all this information to the people. We can shadow over the fake news and hear it completely go.
You're going to get cut off. All right. Joe Messina, your host, we'll put up links to AMP News and what have you. God bless people. Have a great rest of the day. Don't do anything stupid. I want you back here with me tomorrow.